I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. News from Ardenia's One Hearts with her story from Syrian refugee to Olympic swimmer. But what about the rest of the refugees? The small country of Lebanon is flooded with Syrian refugees. Kids Alive International works to provide physical and spiritual care for these vulnerable kids. Jed Hamoud with Kids Alive.
More than half of our kids are Syrian refugees. Number of Syrian refugee children in our school program. And we also actually opened up a literacy program, especially for these children of Syrian refugees.
Kids Alive hopes to increase the number of kids it serves and to provide access into a literacy center. Without education, these kids are targets for radicalization. Pray for these kids and their families, for the gospel in their lives, and for funding to continue this ministry. Evangelism. Maybe missions work comes to mind when you hear the word, but what probably doesn't are disabled individuals. But they should. Sally Gallagher with King's Table Ministries explains.
In John 3:9, when Jesus is talking about the healing of the blind man, he talks about the disability, and there being questions about the man's blindness and what the parents did sin-wise to cause him to be blind. Jesus is very clear that through his disability, God shows himself.
Questioning if people with disabilities can even know God? Then just ask about the King's Table Ministries dance team's members, who all have some type of disability. Every time they dance, they tell people they're evangelizing and telling people they're dancing for God. If you're curious to learn more, just check the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Then get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.